Franco Zeffirelli has died. He was one of the 20th century's most famous directors of opera. He also directed film adaptations of Bible stories and of Shakespeare, including Romeo and Juliet and The Taming of the Shrew. His death in Rome today came after a long illness, according to an announcement on his foundation's website. Franco Zeffirelli was 96 years old. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this look back on his work and a life that began with a birth out of wedlock.
Franco Zeffirelli was born into a rigid Italian society that viewed indiscretions sternly. As a little boy, Zeffirelli was teased for not knowing his father's real last name. His was made up. Zeffiretti was taken from a Mozart aria by his mother. It means little breezes, and was wrongly transcribed as Zeffirelli. Zeffirelli's mother died when he was six, and he lived briefly in an orphanage before relatives took him in. He credited his artistic growth to a British expatriate, whose circle of friends he enshrined in the 1999 semi-autobiographical film Tea with Mussolini.
Florence isn't just shiny cars and ice creams, as little boys think. It's the human form divine, the body beautiful. And you, yes, you could be part of that world. To make, to create.
Zeffirelli told NPR in 1986 that he was nourished, in a sense, by his hometown's aesthetic glory.
I was used to play football in the cloister of San Marco, you know, frescoed by Beato Angeli. We were brought up with this kind of familiarity with the beauty of art.
Zeffirelli became a sought-after set designer and opera director after World War II. He worked with leading figures like Luchino Visconti and Maria Callas. But, Zeffirelli said, at the beginning, the music meant less to him than the spectacle.
First of all, the visuals attracted me in opera. Then later, when I matured, I found out that emotion is not only visual, but it's so complex and so complete, like no other medium. You have everything there. You have the magic of everything, the best of everything.
Even his critics admired Zeffirelli's sumptuously visualized operas, which often resembled Renaissance paintings come to life. A production of La Bohème in the early 60s reportedly caused gasps of awe so loud they drowned out the music. Zeffirelli also filmed the opera. Zeffirelli's fame surged after he directed celebrity couple Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton in the 1967 film The Taming of the Shrew. They encouraged him to follow it with Romeo and Juliet. Zeffirelli daringly cast two unknown teenagers.
Oh, I'm afeard being a knight. Oh, this is but a dream. Too flattering sweet to be substantial.
Three words, dear Romeo, and good night indeed. If that thy bent of love be honorable,
yes,
thy purpose marriage, send me word tomorrow by one that I'll procure to come to thee.
Romeo and Juliet was a massive international success and helped rescue then-faltering Paramount Pictures. In 1981, Zeffirelli was irritated when his less successful film, Endless Love, suffered in comparison.
The story of Romeo and Juliet, which has been one the blessing and the curse of my entire career, whenever you touch the adolescent love, automatically even a child says, well, that's Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet would haunt Zeffirelli in other ways. The young actor who played Benvolio later said Zeffirelli sexually assaulted him. Bruce Robinson grew up to become a well-known screenwriter. He wrote The Killing Fields and a 1987 film called With Nail and Eye. It features a lecherous old man supposedly modeled on Zeffirelli. Zeffirelli never responded to those allegations, but the director created scandal on his own.
In Italy, a storm of protest is raging over the inclusion of director Martin Scorsese's film The Last Temptation of Christ at the Venice Film Festival.
In that 1988 NPR broadcast, Silvia Pajoli reported on Zeffirelli's response to The Last Temptation of Christ.
He described it as a product of, quote, that Jewish cultural scum of Los Angeles, which is always spoiling for a chance to attack the Christian world.
Zeffirelli was a deeply conservative Roman Catholic. He shared the Vatican's views on abortion and gay rights. For a few terms, he represented a right-wing party in the Italian Senate. In 2006, he sparked a minor controversy when he told a newspaper he felt he'd suffered no harm as a child after being molested by a priest. Wayne Kirstenbaum is a professor at CUNY New York who says in many ways, Zeffirelli was a relic. Even his opulent operas, stuffed with hundreds of extras and live animals, have for years been critically mocked.
Whatever. I think that if you want to have a sense of what grand opera means, you need to have seen at least one Zeffirelli production.
Kirsten Baum says Zeffirelli made that easy. He brought grand opera and Shakespeare up close. His productions dazzled, and they beat with an old-fashioned heart. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.